We're talking with mayors from all over Wisconsin as part of a series of conversations here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We start in Wausau, the heart of Wisconsin, as they call it in Marathon County. Wausau's population hovers north of 39,000 residents. Looking at the U.S. Census data, Wausau grew more diverse over the past decade and had modest growth, about 900 people higher than the 2010 census. Do you live in Wausau or in north central Wisconsin? What issues are most pressing? In Wausau and elsewhere, how are medium-sized cities changing? 800-642-1234. Katie Rosenberg was elected mayor of Wausau in April of 2020. Mayor Rosenberg, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, thank you so much for having me this morning. How's it going?
I'm doing well. Let's start with the pandemic. And as you're well aware, the pandemic has been going on for nearly 2 years now. Marathon County has had almost 20,000 COVID cases, 233 deaths. How has the pandemic changed Wausau?
You know, I think, first of all, obviously we've lost people, and we're very sad about that. Obviously 200 people is a lot for a community our size. But, you know, we're also trying to figure out how do we work together to fight this pandemic. So, you know, I've partnered with our friends in the county government, with our health department. We've been trying to get information out, trying to get as many people vaccinated as would like to be, making sure they have access, making sure that they have information about the pandemic and how to help yourselves in the language that they speak. So, you know, it's been quite a challenge. I think last year it felt the newness of it kind of spurred us to try new things. We did drive-through voting to make sure that people could stay safe. But, you know, now being the second year of this, I mean, people are done. They're tired of it. And so it's been a struggle to kind of keep people moving forward and trying to protect themselves and others. So I don't think we're different than any other community. But I do think, you know, people are ready to kick this thing.
Yeah. Can you help us trace the federal dollars? What federal financial aid is reaching Wausau? What are you getting from the federal government and how are you using the money?
Sure. So last year, just like other communities, we got a ton of CARES dollars. So that really helped us. You know, we hired, you know, in the early stages of the pandemic, it seemed kind of quaint to talk about all the service cleaning we did, all the extra, you know, we hired extra people in City Hall to make sure that we were cleaning all those services. And then we built in protective barriers for staff. We paid for a ton of PPE. And actually, that's one of those increasing costs right now. If you didn't know that the cost of these gloves that our emergency workers need have increased a ridiculous amount. So, you know, we've paid for a lot of that. But I think the more interesting stuff that we're talking about now would be with the ARPA funding, the American Rescue Plan. And, you know, we've only spent about 300,000. And again, like when I say only 300,000, that's kind of a crazy thing to say, but we've spent that on an affordable housing project. But we in total will have about $15.6 million to spend until 2024. So we're working with the council to decide what kind of projects we'd like to pursue. You know, staff have a ton of really great ideas on how we can help kind of jumpstart our economy and make sure that we're reaching everybody. But I think affordable housing, again, we're not abnormal than any other community. This is a comment that I heard across the board at the latest league conference. So, you know, affordable housing is going to be important, addressing homelessness, making sure that folks have access to the kinds of wraparound services they need. You know, daycare is a huge discussion point right now. So, you know, we have a lot of opportunity ahead.
We're going to talk about housing in a moment, but it sounds as if your community is really taking the time to slow down and figure out where best to put these funds and not just, you know, have them in and out the door very quickly.
Right. So that was some advice. You know, we've, I think between all of us at City Hall, we've attended so many webinars from, you know, financial people and from, you know, the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. You know, I'm a member of the U.S. Conference of Mayors and Mayors Innovation Project. So, you know, we're hearing from a lot of people. And you know, when you have a sum of money and you want to do good, there's this natural kind of desire to do something right away. And I think we were able to do some of that with our affordable housing project. But you know, with Washington discussing the infrastructure bill and the American Families Plan, we want to make sure that we're maximizing our opportunities. And I think the other thing that I really want to do is make sure we're partnering with our county partners. They have $25 million. So are there opportunities for us to figure out where we can work together and collaborate and make that money go further for our shared constituents?
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg in a first of our series of conversations with mayors from around Wisconsin. You can join in. Do you live in Wausau or in Marathon County? What questions, what suggestions do you have for Mayor Rosenberg? 800-642-1234. Wausau had made news earlier this year over the city government's efforts to declare a community for all. Why was it important for Wausau to make this declaration?
Yeah, you know, I hadn't really been paying attention to the county's efforts until I got a phone call from the New York Times reporter who was talking about it. And at that point, I was like, wow, national media is paying attention to our community about our, you know, action and, you know, as it stood in action. So once that article was published, I felt that it was really important that the city of Wausau took a strong stance that we are here for our community, everyone in our community, no matter what your background, no matter what you look like, no matter your ability. And I felt that, you know, while some of the, I mean, everyone's responsible for their comments, but that article really kind of hit me. It took the breath away. So I wanted to make sure that folks knew that we were here for them and that Wausau was going to take that stance. So, I mean, it's a complicated topic when it comes to taking a stance like that against a body that I was a part of last year. So that was a challenge too, but it's too important. You know, my parents and my grandparents always told me that you have to stick up for people. So that's what we were doing.
The proclamation has 11 whereas is, if the plural of whereas yep. is a word. Regardless, the fourth one calls out this New York Times article from May, and the headline is "A Community for All, Not So Fast," this Wisconsin county says. What did that article do to you and your residents?
Yeah, well, I would say fast and furious. When I checked my phone in the morning, the emails were already starting to come in from across the nation, basically blasting us. Because, you know, the headline said Wausau, Wisconsin. It didn't say Marathon County, Wisconsin. So I am probably the first person they Googled when they Googled elected officials in Wausau. So I heard from the community across the nation. I heard from my own community asking, what are you going to do about this? And, you know, so that was what spurred me that this deserves a response. This is big. And we need to stand up for our values. So, you know, I also, I called the reporter back and I said, you know, I'm very concerned about how the light this puts us in. You know, and again, like I wasn't quoted in that article. It was my former colleagues on the county board and other people in our community. But eventually they did a follow-up article and I was able to kind of speak my piece. But, you know, by that time, it's kind of seeped into our community and a lot of people had formed their opinions on it. But I would say across the board, it's not a partisan issue across the board. I heard from folks from every political ideology that they were disappointed by this.
Let me read another whereas. Wausau seeks to create a community environment where all residents can celebrate and embrace their rich multicultural heritage without the fear of intimidation or hate-motivated violence. And you wrote this as hate crimes have surged. How do you put those words into action?
Yeah, so I think part of it is, on the one hand, being aware that this is happening to people. I talked a bit to our the CEO or the president of our local Hmong American Center, and we talked about some of the things that he'd heard, the reaction to some of the COVID questions and things like that that his communities has been having. So, you know, it was important that A, people need to know this is happening to people in our community, that we care that they feel that they belong, and that's unacceptable. So calling that out. But I think also it kind of, it offers a lens through which we can look at our policymaking. You know, kind of at the same time, we've been talking in Wausau about environmental justice and what that looks like. And again, that's just another lens through which we can say, are we helping the people that we claim that we want to help? And this is how we will make sure that we're doing this. So I think it's a multi-step process, and we're never going to, you know, get there, but we're going to keep trying to access the best parts of ourselves when we're working on those policies.
Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg talking about the issues she takes on in her city. It's part of a series of conversations we're having with mayors from all over Wisconsin. How do you think that cities should try to prevent and prepare for climate change? Should cities reform their police departments? What would you like to see happen? How should cities address a shortage of affordable housing? We'll talk about that. Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Mayor Rosenberg here on the Ideas Network. We're in conversation with mayors from all over Wisconsin here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we start this series with Mayor Katie Rosenberg of Wausau. Earlier this year, as we were talking about, she signed a proclamation making Wausau a community for all, taking a very public stance to condemn hate and racist acts and celebrate diversity. Has your community taken steps to be more inclusive? Has your city started anti-racism work? What has changed? How are you involved? How is your city creating more robust safety nets for residents in need? 800-642-1234. Mayor Katie Rosenberg with us for about 9 more minutes. Mayor, I want to talk about affordable housing. Cities all over the country have faced a shortage of affordable housing, some worse than others. What is Wausau doing about this issue?
Yeah, so we need affordable housing desperately. You know, we did a lot of work maybe 15 years ago, and some of those projects that would require them to stay in certain limits, those tax credit projects are expiring. So the landlords and the owners of those projects get to decide how they want to continue. So we're feeling the pinch. So we actually created an affordable housing task force that will explore this issue. It's something that's complex, and, you know, there are different solutions for different things, and there are people that need different things. So again, a task force is great, and that's, I feel like I've created a couple of those during my tenure, but it will take time for us to figure out those solutions. So in the meantime, we're looking at what developers need in order to work with us. And actually yesterday at one of our committee meetings, we had a really great presentation from a developer who's interested in working with us on an affordable housing project. So I'm really excited. I'm holding out hope for some of that. But again, it's tough. And, you know, the incentives that you need to work on are something that the community needs to agree to, too.
Is it the aging housing stock that is a concern, or are new developments going up?
Yeah, so it's all of it. So we do have aging housing stock. You know, that's in tandem with this discussion, we're talking about how to remove all the lead laterals from homes too. So we're doing that on our side, and we're encouraging city residents to also replace theirs so we can get the lead out of the pipes. Again, because we have old houses, most of our houses were built before the 70s, at least in some of the older part of the city. So there's that. We also do have new developments going up. And as soon as they open, they're filling up. And we're looking at that kind of like the way you look at a used car situation, right? So somebody needs to buy a new car in order for that used car to be available. So we need all of it at the same time. And there's just this really big pinch right now.
You mentioned childcare earlier. Does Wausau face childcare deserts? What is the situation there?
Yeah, so this is something that I had been exploring during my tenure on the county board as well. But, you know, since the last recession, I talked to DHS. They said that Marathon County lost 55% of their childcare operations after that recession, and we still haven't really come back up to where we need to be. And obviously during last year's pandemic and the fears around that, I mean, people are struggling to find places for their kids. And when they do find places, it's very expensive. I have heard that folks are moving home to Wausau because while it's expensive here, maybe $200 a week, it's not as expensive as the places that they are in living now, maybe Madison or wherever. So there's a little bit of that, but we still need more. And I know that that's something I've been pushing for with the American Families Plan, been advocating for childcare, especially because that the care for children falls largely on women. And we want to make sure that if there's women that want to find purpose, if they want to re-enter the workforce, if they have other things they need to do, that they have that option and that flexibility and that childcare is available to them.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg in the first of our series of conversations with mayors from around Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Wausau is working on a pilot project that would provide guaranteed income to a small number of families. What is the status of this pilot program?
Yeah, so very exciting. So we're working through the Mayors for a Guaranteed Income. And we were given $100,000. Well, they allocated $100,000 for us to implement this pilot program and research project. So I was ready to go off and running immediately in January when the council approved it. But, you know, we have different laws here in Wisconsin than they do in the other states where they've implemented this. So it's been a little bit slower going than what I would like. But we're going to do it the right way. One of the situations that we ran into was that when folks get, you know, their Badger Care or maybe food stamps or things like that, if they get money, even if it's a gift, they could lose eligibility for some of those programs. And the point of this is to help people, not hurt them. So we're working on what that program looks like so that we're not hurting people. I've been talking to some of the other mayors who were involved in this program in other cities. And, you know, we're looking at, is there a way we can work with the legislature to maybe find a waiver so that we can implement this pilot program? So we'll see what happens there. But it's a little slower going than I wanted. But the intention is to follow the Stockton pilot program and add to the body of science when it comes to this guaranteed income.
I want to mention social media. You've gotten a lot of attention for how you use social media. Why is it important to engage? Because that platform and social media can be very hurtful.
Oh, yeah. Social media is both incredibly amazing in the way you can connect with folks, but also there's a lot of very easy access for people with ill intents, right? Trolls, all of that. So, my goal on social media is to inform and educate, maybe entertain. I also want to show people who I am as a person and as a mayor. And, you know, a lot of the stuff when it comes to trolls and all of that, I let it go. I don't respond to it. So if you see people saying mean things to me, you will see that I also don't respond to that. So, you know, I think that I want to use it in the way I hope others use it, to share ideas and have a good conversation. But yeah, it can be a hard place to be some days.
Has it been important for you to have that as the pandemic unfolds in your community and being able to reach people where they're at?
Yeah, totally. And, you know, I noticed that even during my campaign, when we stopped knocking on doors because of the pandemic, you know, we became worried about how do we reach people? You know, because people are indoors, but they're also, I'm sure everyone just is like me and their social media use skyrocketed. So, you know, we kind of pivoted, we used video, and that's kind of what we're doing now during my tenure here is we're expanding our use of video and making sure that folks know what's going on.
I want to land on Governor Evers being in your city today with you this morning, discussing the people's maps and his commission to draw the political boundaries. What are your thoughts on redistricting?
Yeah, I think we need to have a fair and neutral process. And, you know, I pushed for that on the county board, and I will continue pushing for that. I think that we all deserve the representation and competitive races. And so I'm excited to support this project with him
How much overlap do you have with the governor, or, you know, as you work to collaborate and break down silos?
Yeah, you know, he will pop by for various things. I act like we're buddies. No, but he, you know, a lot of what they do, it feels to me like when I was on county board, a lot of what the state did was very impactful all the time, because they could only tell the county what we could do and we couldn't do anything outside of this. Now we have a little bit more flexibility with the city, but I would love to collaborate more with our legislators, with our governor, whatever we can do to make sure that the people of Wausau are very well represented, both here and in Madison. So, you know, we've been working on a couple of things, but yeah.
Mayor Katie Rosenberg, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Katie Rosenberg, elected mayor of Wausau in April 2020. What mayor in Wisconsin would you suggest we talk to? Make a suggestion by completing a two-question form at wpr.org/mornings. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.